1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. It was a very good day indeed on Wall Street. The major indices closed up sharply after a startling April jobs report this morning. The numbers from CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks.
As the economy added 253,000 jobs last month, about 90,000 more than in March, while the jobless rate tied a 54-year low at 3.4%. The Dow soared higher by 546 points to 33,674. The NASDAQ jumped 269 points to 12,235, and the S&P gained 75 points to 4,136.
President Biden says he has a message ready to deliver to congressional leaders when they meet with him at the White House next Tuesday for talks on the debt ceiling.
The president insists that Congress first pass a clean debt ceiling extension and then deal with the GOP's demand for budget cuts separately.
And so, gentlemen, the American people said we like their vision better than ours. But debate the vision.
Mr. Biden points to economists who warn of steep market declines and job losses if the U.S. were to default on its debt for the first time. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas spent today in Texas defiantly defending the administration's border security plans.
While at the border in Brownsville, Texas, Secretary Mayorkas called the immigration system broken, but said they're prepared to address the tens of thousands of migrants expected to cross into the U.S. after Title 42 expires on May 11th.
The message is very clear. We are coming with the relief that our laws provide to the individuals in need. The border is not open. It has not been open, and it will not be open.
Mayorkas adding the surge of resources and funding continues, including $330 million for NGOs and local communities. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The UN's World Health Organization today downgraded the coronavirus pandemic. WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus.
With great hope that I declare COVID-19 over as a global health emergency.
The head of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, said today in advance of the official scheduled end of the COVID emergency in this country next week that it's a good time for her to announce her resignation. She'll leave at the end of next month. Royal watchers here in the U.S. are preparing for the coronation of the British king, including Audrey Cavanaugh Dowsett. She works at Tea and Sympathy in New York City.
We're serving King Charles's quiche. Each monarch has chosen a dish. And King Charles has chosen a quiche with beans and tarragons.
Ford is recalling almost 232,000 2004 to 2006 Ranger vehicles because replacement front passenger airbag inflators may have been installed incorrectly.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
All new spring deals are here at Lowe's. Get top deals on everything you need to freshen up your yard, like the Kobalt 24-volt string trimmer and leaf blower combo kit, only at Lowe's. Was $199, now just $149. Plus, get your lawn in shape with up to $15 off select Scott's Easy Seed Lawn Repair Mixes. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 5/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, Scott's offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fridays with WFHR.halfdeals.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
Celebrate Cinco de Mayo with this week's deal from La Taqueria. Get a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. That's right, a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. La Taqueria, where passion meets flavor, service, and tradition.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.halfoffdeals.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 52, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, highs level off around 65. Overcast tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows level off around 55. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
How do we prevent another Gableman? 844-967-2789. Or I guess, worded differently, should there be, you know, when there's taxpayer investigations and taxpayers are footing the bill, should those have a little bit more oversight than they did with Gableman? I think so. I would say yes. 844-967-2789. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, considering that he was hired solely by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And he was allocated $676,000 for this investigation to uncover voter fraud and voter irregularities from the 2020 election. And after 2 years and $2 million in taxpayer money, he didn't find anything.
They did not find anything.
And he got fired.
He did get fired. He did get fired.
Shockingly, by the man who hired him, Robin Voss, because Michael Gableman campaigned for Robin Voss's primary opponent.
Oh, it's not because he didn't find anything.
No, it wasn't because he was bad at his job, apparently, because he wasn't very good at his job.
Or because the investigation wasn't going anywhere.
And didn't find anything. Yeah. So how happy are you that we spent $2 million? It's our money, taxpayer money. And do we want to change this process going forward? Oh, heck no. It worked so well this time around.
And so I think that that is the question. You know, I think, you know, you can't go back. You can't change time. What happened, happened.
True.
The money's been paid. I think it's, you know, they're like, so the funny part is some of it's salary, but some of it's lawsuits because he was so bad at like open records requests and actually keeping track of things.
And like following the law.
Yeah.
Huh.
But you'd think this embarrassment.
And it should be an embarrassment.
I think for a lot of people, there's obviously some people who from the get-go was like, this is embarrassing. But as it continued, I think there's also Republicans who would say, yeah, this was not a good look.
Yeah, not good.
And so you'd think moving forward, maybe we'd want to change the process. So one person couldn't unilaterally decide we're doing this and we're funding this, that maybe the entire, you know, this should be voted on by both chambers in the Assembly and the State Senate. But apparently, no, we don't. We don't want to do that.
Well,
because
why would we want to do that, Kristen?
And so a motion, and we bring this up because yesterday, a motion to add more oversight two investigations commissioned by the state legislature was voted down after being introduced by Democrats in reaction to Michael Gableman's fruitless look into purported voter fraud during the 2020 election. So the motion would have required a vote by both the Assembly and Senate to approve the hiring of investigators, but it was rejected with little discussion by Republicans who hold the majority in the legislature and on the Joint Finance Committee. And that's the thing. It's, you'd think, I mean, especially as they hold the majority, we're just saying you guys would get to vote on this.
And they hold the majority anyway.
Yeah, it's not that like we need over two-thirds or something. Like, the Democrats are just saying there should be more voices involved, even if the majority of those voices are Republicans, before these investigations get approved and funded, instead of just having one person saying, well, we're doing this now. And yet, no appetite to do that, apparently. The four Democrats on the committee, Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee, Senator Kelda Royce of Madison, who's going to be here at noon today, Representative Evan Goyke of Milwaukee, and Representative Tip McGuire of Kenosha, introduced the motion in hopes that investigations going forward would have more oversight. But apparently we don't want that. Or at least Republicans in the legislature don't want that.
Because the process is working just great for them.
But is it? I mean, it's not like they had much say over it anyways. I mean, what is the... If all it was saying more, the Assembly and the Senate should vote on this, why would they vote that down? Is it to admit that that Robin Voss was wrong for doing what he did? Is it further the embarrassment to acknowledge that, hey, this was mismanaged?
Ooh, you might have something there.
I mean, I don't know why else, because I feel like at this point everyone's like, yeah, that was not great. We shouldn't have done that. Nothing was found. He was a caricature of an angry, belligerent man in how he handled himself every time he had to talk in public.
Especially to women.
And it went nowhere and spent a lot of money. And so the fact that they wouldn't want more oversight on something like this is just confusing to me, especially if the roles were reversed, right? And the only reason I can come up with of why they would vote against this or like shoot down a motion so quickly and not even talk about it is we don't talk about those things.
Let's just pretend that it didn't happen and move on. Let's just move on. Let's not live in the past, Kristen.
Let bygones be bygones.
Yes, forward. The motto of Wisconsin, forward.
Andy on the YouTube live stream says, how do we get a refund?
Yeah.
I don't think that's an option, Andy.
That's a really good question, Andy. You know, the best way to get a refund is to vote them out.
Yeah.
That would be the best way to get a refund.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because that is... you'd think the connection would be there as far as what is happening with the budget right now and how much popular parts of Governor Evers' budget has been ripped out. And we've talked about this throughout the week, but basically, you know, there's 500, what was it, the final count?
578.
Of the parts of Governor Evers' budget has been stripped out as they this week are trying to form what their budget will look like. And that's part of the discussion we'll have with State Senator Kelda Royce when she's on at noon. But Dan Schaefer, friend of the show, had a great op-ed in, I think he wrote it for Heartland Signal, talking about... All right, so if we just break this down as far as things that are popular, Medicaid expansion, polls at 70% in Wisconsin. Paid leave, polls at 73% in Wisconsin. Lead pipe replacement, polls at 74% across Wisconsin. Marijuana legalization, 64% across Wisconsin. And those are all things that got taken out. And so I think that's sometimes where I don't understand in popular things that are very popular that more like a majority, like a gross majority, wants. And when we say things like, well, the only accountability you can have is vote them out, is it just the, you know, the 46% or whatever that are just like, well, no, I want these guys.
But it comes back to the gerrymandering. Because again, a lot of these elected officials are in seats so safe, they never have to respond to anything their constituents want. And it's been that way, certainly for the last decade, if not the last 15 years.
That's not totally true, because if you think about it, so think about when the total votes come back for Assembly and State Senate popular votes. And they're not 60. It's not like it's obviously not 60 and 70, because obviously, but it's still closer to 50-50. But so that means there are some Republicans who are in favor of these individual bills, right? If we think just logically, we're in a 50-50 state,
right?
Most of the time, our races for statewide come down to a couple points most of the time. But if this is actually how some of these issues are polling, that means there's a fair amount of Republicans who are then voted and are gerrymandered into those districts that I guess is just they are in favor of it, but it not in like a trade off to other things they care more about.
Or going along with your caucus. I have to go along with.
Oh, I'm not talking about voters.
Oh,
I'm not the actual. I'm talking about the individual constituents. There's obviously a fair amount who typically vote Republican and yet are in favor of these bills.
Right.
But are not swayed by the fact that they continue to not, the elected officials continue to not prioritize them at all.
I guess it's just they have an R behind their name.
Yeah.
Or a D, because there are Democrats who do that too. Just going back to this Gableman thing, I still find it remarkable that they were disputing the results of an election in which they were also elected on the same ballot, and why that wasn't just pounded and pounded and pounded and pounded. If there was voter fraud, which there wasn't, I'd like to know how they affected it just in that one presidential race and not all the other races on the same ballots. It defies logic. It does. It blows my, of course, yeah, it blows my mind. It does.
Yeah. Well, if you can find a good reason as far as why we should not give more oversight into taxpayer investigations, I would love to hear that argument. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. But when we come back, there is some good news. We have to celebrate bipartisanship. When it happens.
On the rare occasions.
There is some election bills that have been proposed. They're kind of boring, but there's something.
Hey.
So we'll go through.
We will celebrate these mini victories.
Mini victories. And so we'll talk about that when we come back. But then also, at 11:30, we're giving away 4 Brewers tickets for Monday night against the Dodgers. I saw the tickets. I saw where the seats are. They're very nice. The Civic Media seats are very, very nice. They're on the club level. It's going to be against the Dodgers. So at 11:30, we're giving away those tickets with a trivia question that we talked about yesterday on the show. It may have something to do with eBay. Just prime your pump. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Jim Polzine from Badger Extra and the Wisconsin State Journal. Have you checked out BadgerExtra.com or the Badger Extra app powered by our top-notch Badger coverage team? Subscribe now to get extra coverage, including extra analysis, extra recruiting news, and one-on-one athlete interviews. Plus, subscribers get my exclusive podcast, Open Gym, where I answer your Badger questions. Go to BadgerExtra.com or search Badger Extra in your app store. Download and subscribe today.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus.
Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Are my babies coming home tomorrow? Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news?
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And happy Friday.
It's so nice out.
It is so nice out. I'm actually quite jealous. So we have friends today who organized a field day for Milwaukee Excellence School. And Mike's there.
Oh, cool.
It's going from 12 till 3:30. So obviously, I'm going to try to get to the end of it after the show. But Milwaukee Excellence is a charter school in Milwaukee. And there is like soccer and basketball and dodgeball, flag football. And like all the kids are going to play. And all the students are going to leave with Adidas goodie bags.
Oh, cool.
And so a bunch of our friends are volunteering and doing that today. And I was bummed that I will not be there, but they could not have a more perfect day for it.
Hopefully tomorrow will be equally nice. The Waukesha Farmers Market kicks off tomorrow starting at 8 a.m. And if you're going to be at the Waukesha Farmers Market tomorrow, make sure you stop at the WAUK booth. Our very own, the wonderful, the one and only Johnny Watermullen will be there. He will have some treats and he will be there to chat. And make sure you stop by and say hi.
It's so funny. So this morning, this is just a name anecdote. So this morning, Todd Elba called Mike Sampson Mark.
Okay.
So I texted him and I said, it's Mike, not Mark. And he goes, oh, sorry. So because he was congratulating us on the baby. But then that's probably karma for the fact that what did Mike had referred to Johnny as, I think it was like grapefruit or something like that. He called him some, I feel like every time he refers to Johnny, it's some other fruit last name that I'm like, no, it's watermelon.
It's watermolen.
It's watermolen. But he doesn't really correct you when you say watermelon.
No, he doesn't.
And so, but that farmers markets in general are coming back, which is always exciting.
That, well, it's a sure sign that we are heading in the right direction.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no, I don't know if there's anything in the forecast. There's some rain in the forecast, but nothing that looks like it's really below, like, at least in southeast Wisconsin. It looks like it's going to be at least in the 60s.
Hey, we'll take
for
it.
For a while, for at least the 10-day forecast, which is
perfect.
Perfect. I'm so ready for it to be warm. All right, so on the flip side, you know, we want to celebrate bipartisanship when it happens. And so this week, lawmakers introduced election bills intended to tone down the rhetoric. And I think it's worth at least addressing that there is some bipartisanship on this issue.
And remarkably.
I think it's stuff that it's good. So their bills are still being drafted, but they were released this week. And they would address a range of issues raised since the 2020 election. More could come this fall that could be aimed at state voter rolls. But at least the first one, which I think is incredibly, incredibly important, is protecting local election officials.
Absolutely.
So it would prevent the public from accessing records containing personal identification information.
Like their address?
Mm-hmm. Of election officials or election registrant officials. So it'd be basically they could get their name, city, and state of residence, but not like actual address.
Good.
It would also, and I think this is important, make it a class one felony, which entails a fine of up to $10,000 or imprisonment of up to 3.5 years to intentionally cause bodily harm to an election official.
Good. Even better.
Which I think is, yes.
Those poor people have been working in the background for decades and decades and decades doing a great job until all of this falsity about fraud and put them with targets on their backs. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, absolutely. And then finally, that bill would also provide whistleblower protections for officials who witness and report election fraud or irregularities. And it would also prohibit entitles from discharging, disciplining, or demoting election officials who report or witness election fraud or irregularities.
Hey.
And so, seems like a good start.
It does.
The next one is cost for special elections. Another bill would require the WEC, also known as the Wisconsin Elections Commission, to reimburse counties and municipalities for certain costs incurred in the administration of special primaries and special elections for the offices of governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, state treasurer, attorney general, superintendent of the public. So basically the statewide.
The big ones.
And so that's interesting because have we had many special elections for statewide office?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Obviously, there was the recall.
Right.
But I think of the special election we had for mayor when Chevy Johnson got elected. But I think it's been a while since the special election for the big offices.
But the issue is that the local municipalities are on the hook for paying for these, right?
Yep. But yeah, and so there's a handful of other ones, like polling place closures. We'll put this in today's show notes to look a little further. But I think that first one is what I think is very important.
Absolutely.
As far as protecting the people who are just doing their jobs. All right. Well, we aren't going to go to a break, but let's prime the pump for people who want to win 4 tickets. We're going to give it all in one caboodle.
One shot. All four
tickets in the next segment. And the question is, what memorabilia is currently being auctioned on eBay? What Brewers memorabilia
specifically
is being auctioned on eBay? And bonus points if you can tell us how much the asking price is. So 844-967-2789.
The tickets are for Sunday.
No, the tickets are for Monday.
The tickets are for Monday,
6:40 p.m., Monday night, May 8th, against the Dodgers. And obviously, as always, we are giving these tickets because of Civic Media's flagship Brew Crew station, WISS Oshkosh Air Support throughout the Fox Valley, as well as WRCE News from the center in Richland Center. So give us a call, 844-967-2789, if you want to win tickets, 4 tickets for Monday night's game at American Family Field, 844-967-2789. What memorabilia is being sold on eBay? Bonus points if you can tell me how much they are asking for it. Good news.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. It's time to turn Fridays into Fridays with WFHR.halfdeals.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
Celebrate Cinco de Mayo with this week's deal from La Taqueria. Get a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. That's right, a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. La Taqueria, where passion meets flavor, service, and tradition.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.halfoffdeals.com.
FunTussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, FunTussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, FunTussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with FunTussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 52. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 65. Overcast tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 55. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Happy Friday. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. It's also Cinco de Mayo.
It is Cinco de Mayo.
So we will talk more about that because that feels obligatory as far as it is not Mexico's Independence Day.
No, it is not.
It is not.
And we've been celebrating it long enough that
people should know that. But regardless, I feel like that is worth repeating.
Well, yeah, yes. Hey, learning is an ongoing process, Kristen.
And sometimes, apparently, you have to hear something at least 7 times before it sticks in your brain.
I would buy that.
All right. Well, we are giving away Brewers tickets for Monday night against the Dodgers. The game is at 6:40 p.m. We're giving away 4 tickets.
Family four.
And I will say, I got to see the tickets when I was at the game last weekend. And they are nice.
They're good
seats.
They
are good seats. They are on the club level, so you don't have to deal with as many lines when you're going out and getting a drink. It is in section, if you know the stadium well enough, it's in section 336, rows 2 and 3. They are not shabby. So you should want these tickets. And so we have these, obviously, because you can always listen to the Brewers game, whether it's a home game or an away game, on Civic Media's flagship Brew Crew station, WISS Oshkosh Air Support, which is throughout the Fox Valley. You can also listen to them on WRCE, News from the Center in Richland Center, which if you're not in those
markets,
you can also download the Civic Media app.
So easy.
And then just take it with you. All you have to do is go to your app store, type in Civic Media, it'll pop up. And then you get all of the different stations. All over the state. So if there's a different show on a different station, or if you're traveling, you're going up north, you can always take us with you wherever you go. So our question, our trivia question to win these tickets, and we talked about it yesterday with Mr. Paul Noonan.
Yes.
And I had found it because Paul had actually posted it on Twitter. And now I've seen it a few more times across different articles that have been written about it, but there is some really great vintage memorabilia, Brewers memorabilia, that is being auctioned on eBay currently. And we have our first caller.
We do. We have Steve from Milwaukee is on the line. Hey, Steve, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. So do you think you know? Did you listen to the show? Would you know from yesterday? Or are you guessing because you've
seen
it somewhere else?
I usually catch Paul's appearances.
Oh.
Excellent.
Great. Well, that's a good reason to keep bringing him back. And, all right. So what is currently being auctioned off on eBay?
Is it the old racing sausages?
Ding, 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 ding.
Well done, Steve. Bravo.
Bonus points. You get the tickets, but any bonus points for, do you know how much they're asking for them?
Oh, that I don't know.
That's okay. You still get the tickets, but it's
I don't have eBay up right now to check it. So.
$25,000, which I don't
Holy
have laying
cow.
Around. Yeah. I feel like some kind of museum needs to buy those. I mean, unless there's a collector who is just... I want to know who currently has them and is like, well, my wife
it's
is making
time.
Me get rid of these.
It's time. I've had them all these years, and it's time to let them go.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Steve. Thank
Don't
you
hang
for
up,
listening.
Steve.
Don't hang up. Jane's going to get your information. But thanks for being a listener. I hope you have fun. Take a picture and tag Civic Media when you get there.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Thanks so much. So that'll be, that we were talking about that yesterday. I've seen a couple more. I don't know if Journal Sentinel wrote it up, but I had originally seen it on Paul's Twitter account. And I have so many more questions about the fact of, like, who had this whole time? And what is the cause that they're finally like, well, I have to part ways with these foam racing sausages. I wonder what they smell like. Probably not good. But I want to tip my hat... Just because this caught my eye this morning, this is on WPR, and as we continue to talk about nobody wants to work anymore, and the different bills that continue to be introduced in the legislature around trying to stir the labor force and, you know, get people back to work, despite the fact that we have such a low unemployment rate. But regardless, they still want to let 14-year-olds serve alcohol. They want to cut unemployment. They want to cut Medicaid and Mauer Badger Care. But turns out Wisconsin's prime working age labor force, so people 25 through 54, the labor participation rate of that age group in Wisconsin is among the highest in the nation. So
isn't that something?
Isn't that something? As so as far as the prime age people that are working, want to be working, are working, at least comparatively to the rest of the country and every other state. And I think this goes back to what a lot of us know is like Wisconsinites are hard workers.
We have a really good work ethic.
And so this, again, flies in the face of, it's just another data point along with the unemployment rate as far as like, we just need more people. Because the other thing that this points out in the article is our lowering participation rate is because people are getting older.
And retiring.
And at a faster, that is the other thing that in Wisconsin, we're aging faster than the national rate. And so as far as people who are of working age working, that is true. But we are, have a lot of old people.
We're getting older, and we're getting older quicker.
There's nothing wrong with that, except as you can attest, you want to retire soon.
Well,
you're not going to be doing this 10 years from now.
Good God, no. As much as I love working with you, and I really do, and I, you know how I love civic media, I'm 63. I've been doing this for 42 years, and I wouldn't mind cutting back on my hours a little bit.
Yeah.
And then ultimately retiring. You know, we're told that your goal... What happened to the golden years where everything is supposed to be wonderful and ducky and you work all your life so you can get to this point and you can enjoy the fruits of your labors?
Totally.
Right?
And so I'm not saying older people need to keep working. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Wisconsin having an aging population. But I am saying that by continuing to try to get juice out of the handful of people who are not necessarily in the labor force to ease the labor shortage is not a winning strategy.
No.
Like, we need to be able to attract more people to move here. And that's a different debate of different policies and different incentives that do that. We can talk about taxes. We can talk about how we get companies here. We can also talk about some of the more social elements that would make Wisconsin a popular place, whether it's schools or transportation or affordable housing. There's a lot of different stuff, but it's not... making it harder to get unemployment. It's not ignoring the childcare problem. Because the truth is, this report shows people are working in this state if they can.
I thought we were all lazy scumbags who just don't want to work. And we just want to sit around and collect unemployment, Kristen.
I mean, that's what Tim Michaels thought.
Right? We're just lazy.
We created a class of laziness.
Right. We just want to... lay in the hammock and then take a nap.
And then take the hammock down in the winter. But
yeah, well, yes, because we're good Wisconsinites. We're lazy, but we're conscious.
But I just thought that was worth addressing, that we are comparatively doing all right compared to other states. We have a very high labor participation rate of working age people.
And I think it also highlights the need for immigrants.
Yes.
And, you know, our big agricultural section of the economy in Wisconsin is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And they need immigrants to work in the fields and on the farms.
Well, I mean, just in general, I think it's even as I say this as a pregnant person, you know, even increasing the birth rate, that's not necessarily helping us within the next 10 years of the, you know, 130,000 people that we're going to lose. Because, yeah, if Wisconsin doesn't improve efforts to attract and retain young people, its working age population could shrink by 130,000 people by the end of this decade. So that's not even 10 years from now. That's 7 years from now.
Wow.
And that was according to Forward Analytics. And so they're trying to solve the wrong problem. And there's just more and more data that shows It's not that people aren't working. It's that we need more people.
One could almost surmise that that was an accurate portrayal of Wisconsinites, and claiming that we're lazy, just laying around waiting to get our unemployment checks was merely a ploy to get people to come out to the polls at the election that was last month.
Well, and it plays on a trope, right? It's the same reason. It's interesting because I feel like when you look at the non-binding referendum, when it came to should people who are collecting unemployment or getting welfare have to be searching for work, that passed, quote unquote passed, even though it didn't necessarily change, it didn't change anything overwhelmingly. But there was not a ton of discussion of like, why? You know, Glenn Grothman decided to just claim that as a victory that the Wisconsin voters,
we have a mandate.
Yeah, Wisconsin still is super Republican. But it's like, on the one hand, if that's already what's happening, and it's like an ideological question versus actually asking what should change about the law, because there is nothing that would change about the law, really, in the way that that question was asked. But it just plays on this idea that's been happening since, what, the 80s? That anyone who is getting help, despite the fact that most people who receive SNAP benefits or food stamps or a lot of it are working. So, one person who probably will not need food stamps, but is out of a job. Bye-bye, Bud.
Yeah, Coach Bud is out as head of the Bucks.
Yeah.
Head coach.
And it's interesting because I feel like the calls to fire him under the collapse of losing two games in a row after having a 16-point lead against the Heat, at least the knee-jerk reaction across social media was fire Bud, fire Bud, fire Bud. Then we found out that his brother died.
Yep.
Like right before game four. And now I feel like I see a bunch of gratefulness of, you know, what he was able to do for the Bucks and the winning seasons that we had. We obviously won a championship 2 years ago.
For the first time in decades.
Yeah, for the first time in 50 years. And so now I feel like after there was so much
calling for his head.
Yeah, calling for his head. Now that it's actually happened, it's a little like, well, are we being a little too rash? Like, he just won 2 years ago. I think on Todd's show this morning, it was like, are we expecting perfection? And the truth is, you really can only win. Only one team wins every year. And like anything, like all of the drama, whenever we try to interpret what's happening at the Packers, like there could have been more internal stuff that was happening as far as relationships and decisions and stuff. But I'm sure he'll end up on his feet.
Do you think he'll land somewhere else? Somebody else
probably
will pick him up?
I mean, he is a good coach. As far as like I can understand, like we came out of the regular season the most winning team. And so clearly he knows what he's doing to a certain extent. Now there's criticisms as far as, is he a good playoffs coach? Can he make adjustments as quickly as you need to during the playoffs? Because that was a critique even during the year that we won. So I don't know. I mean, but it was interesting to see, at least on my timelines, the rhetoric change from "we got to get rid of this guy."
He's terrible.
To "aw, he's gone." Like, did we really have to do that? But thanks, Bud. Thanks for the memories, Bud.
Should we have broken up so soon?
All right. When we come back, we will do our weekly headline quiz. Play along with us and stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
In It's time to turn Fridays into Fridays with WFHR.halfdeals.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
Celebrate Cinco de Mayo with this week's deal from La Taqueria. Get a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. That's right, a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. La Taqueria, where passion meets flavor, service, and tradition.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.halfoffdeals.com.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are rounding out hour one of our 3 hours on this Friday. I am very excited for the weekend.
Yes.
I would say now that we've made the announcement about the baby, I can be more honest with, I have been so tired by every Friday. And I have not, every week is just like, oh God, I can't wait to just not have to think about what news story I should talk about next and just have 48 hours of chilling. And so
a little rest,
but talking about news stories, let's do our weekly quiz that we get from the Morning Brew on, just the headlines of the week.
See how much good, how we kept up with stuff,
how much we were paying attention. And this may be something that eventually we create for Wisconsin and take Wisconsin headlines and see how closely everyone's paying attention. But for now, we kindly rip off Morning Brew.
Borrow.
And I do recommend, it's probably my favorite daily news, like, aggregator of the headlines and stuff. They're really smart writing. They make it very entertaining. So that's my plug for Morning Brew. But all right, let's start with: which restaurant chain is Olive Garden owner Darden Restaurants acquiring for $715 million? Mm. A, Texas Roadhouse. B, Fogo de Chão Brazilian Steakhouse. C, Outback Steakhouse. D, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Boy, I have no idea. I will go with the first one.
All right, Texas Roadhouse. I feel like I'm just going to let you answer.
Oh, all right. Hang me out alone.
Well, I feel like, because it's, if I answer and then should this be a group effort or should we, because half the time I feel like I know these because I read Morning Brew every day.
Well, that does give you a slight advantage.
Gives me a little slight advantage.
Perhaps. But. Okay, I'll do it.
All right, you'll do it. Yeah. All right, number two. What device is the NYPD handing out to some residents in an effort to curb car thefts?
Oh, this is great.
A, the club wheel lock. B, a mini mag light. C, Apple AirTags. D, Birdie safety alarm.
It is C.
It is. Okay. Yep.
We talked about this.
Good guess. Number three. Which late fashion designer's legacy was honored this year's Met Gala theme? A. Oscar de la Renta. B. Karl Lagerfeld. C. Alexander McQueen. D. I always say this wrong. Yves Saint Laurent.
It was Carl. And Carl said some really not nice things.
And a lot
of
we didn't really talk about it because I feel like I care about the Met about as much as I care about tomorrow's coronation.
Fair enough.
Which is like, I looked at some of the outfits.
Yeah.
I'll probably haphazardly, through osmosis, collect what happens tomorrow. But as far as, I have no plans on watching it. Do you?
Oh, good God, no.
Because Paul doesn't care.
No. Paul, my husband is English. He is not a fan of Charles.
Yeah. And I mean, even the past weddings and stuff, I've just always been like, I don't really care.
You know, we went to war with them.
Yeah.
That's about the whole monarchy thing. But
about this specific thing.
Yeah, it's interesting.
We did not want to be ruled by them anymore.
Mm.
But anyways, number four, fill in the blank. According to a nature study, for the first time ever, scientists have seen a star devour a piece of satellite debris.
Ooh.
B, asteroid. C, planet. D, gyro.
I'm going with planet.
I did not read that one.
Something is familiar there. I heard something about it, but I'm taking a complete guess.
Okay. Which Broadway show got the most 2023 Tony nominations? Every time the Tony nominations come out, it makes me want to go back to New York. Just to be able to see shows.
I have a friend who does that almost every year. He takes a spring trip to the Big Apple and sees like seven shows over the course of 5 days. And yeah, he's way into it.
Yeah. All right. A, Sun Like It Hot. B, Kimberly Akimbo. C, Leopoldstad. D, Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. I did not know that was back on Broadway.
And I think it just got back on Broadway.
Did it really?
A.
All right. Let's see. How do you think? How do you feel?
I feel not good. I am not feeling positive about this one.
You have 4 out of 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one did I get wrong?
Darden is acquiring Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Okay, that's I got that.
I think
wrong.
That's the one you wrote. Yeah. I did read about that. As far as it's funny to think about the owners of Olive Garden also owning Ruth's Chris. It's a little different, but
slightly.
And then the NYPD is giving Apple AirTags to some residents.
Like 500 of them.
Which is definitely, first of all, not enough. And also, I feel like it's also kind of, forgive me, but, you know, it's kind of the argument that, like, police don't prevent crime. They typically show up after a crime's already been done. And so it just feels like a metaphor for that. It's like, well, here's the air tag so you can find your car after it was stolen.
And likely trash.
And likely not, functional anymore.
They didn't park it somewhere nice.
Anyways, the Met Gala's theme honored Karl Lagerfeld's legacy. Yeah, there's a lot of people who boycotted
happy.
It
yep.
entirely because of kind of how the controversial things he said over his career. But I think that was, at least some of the stuff that I read, that was also by design because Anna Wintour wanted people talking.
She got her wish. I just find it interesting that men who have criticisms like that about other women or about women think that they're so gorgeous. I don't know, Carl. You were okay.
God, I saw, we have 2 minutes left. Tell me to come back to a Michelle Wolf joke.
All right.
Scientists saw a star devour a planet
yeah.
for the first time. I have to go look that up. And then Sun Like It Hot got the most 2023 Tony nominations.
Wow, that was a complete stab in the dark.
I think I had seen that one, because I didn't know that was on Broadway.
Well, enjoy it while you can, folks, because the touring company is not going to be able to go to a whole bunch of states because it can't do drag anymore.
Oh, is there drag in that show?
Some Like It Hot?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Jeez. That's a really good point. What happens as far as when it's part of a show?
Naughty.
All right. Anyways, there's I came across a Michelle Wolf, who's a comedian, joke about how straight women and why we became like the idiocracy of us becoming friends with gay men instead of lesbians. She's like, we would have been friends with lesbians. It's like, hey, come with us. We learned how to build a functional society. And instead, we befriended gay men who were like, you're ugly. And it's like, I like him because he's mean to me in a different way. And I immediately sent that to my gay best friend. So, all right, when we come back, State Senator Kelda Royce will be here, and we're going to talk about more what's going on with the budget since she sits on the Joint Finance Committee. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.